If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill at its lowest price ever and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first and only GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Based on advertised cash price for 30-day supply of medication only. Membership required. Fee not included, and billed separately. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Tina Knowles' cursed gumbo, how Zach Brown ruined Survivor, the fresh blood in Corey's Palm Springs Hotel, and the Ace Ventura butt birth rhino up for auction. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Oh, bada boom, bada bing, baby.
Ah, ba 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 doom, ba ba bing, baby.
Damn.
Okay.
Damn. So. Damn, quite the call and response.
I liked it. It had. I like it when something says bebe, and I like boom. I'd love five big booms for your dead someone.
Oh, God. But do you like it when they call you Big Papa?
No. No. If anybody calls me Big anything, Big Ange, Big Papa, do you think Big Papa and Big Ange ever met up in heaven?
House of Big.
House of Big.
With the big man upstairs.
Oh, mother of the house. The big man upstairs. That's actually a great drag king name. The big man upstairs.
I think is Jesus all of our drag mother?
Jesus is the little boy under the cupboard. If God is the big man upstairs.
Got it.
I think.
Got it. You know, I never knew how they synced up. Are they three different people or are they one?
Well, we're all everyone. I'm the entire universe. You're every woman. And, you know, we're all everything.
I'm every woman. It's all in me.
I feel like the earth. Okay.
You ever feel off the wagon?
A little bit. I feel like the earth. I don't know what the earth's deal is, but I think earth has a way to experience itself. And I think Earth is creating all of our consciousnesses so that Earth can experience every single possible experience ever that could happen. And we are all playing that part. Like, we are all just, like, you know, like extensions of that. So that Earth can ascend as soon as it experiences everything. So once Earth experiences everything through us,
you know, maybe Earth can, I don't know, maybe it's not Earth doing, I don't know, maybe it's our collective consciousness. Where does the collective consciousness exist? Is it in the center of Earth? I don't know, maybe. Why are we here on Earth? It feels pretty central to the experience.
Yeah, go off.
Yeah. I go off. I go hard. I do slay.
I take myself to be my lawfully wedded biatch.
Dun, 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 dun. You yeah, do, thank mommy. You,
thank you, mommy. You do, mommy.
Who runs this bitch?
You do, mommy.
It's true.
Or something. It's true. I don't know. And then it goes straight into licky, licky, yum, yum, lick the plate. Or whatever. Bye, Aunt Ick. Well.
Well, that's it. That's damn another episode in the books.
If we are the Earth experiencing everything all at once, what did you experience for Earth? What did you provide to the collective gumbo that Earth is trying to slurp?
In the last week?
Yes, you were just international smile.
Oh, well, I've been all over the world. I've been to LA. I've been to Palm Springs. I've been to London, baby.
Okay, well, I think we did we ever even discuss your trip to LA?
We did, but we didn't discuss my trip to Palm Springs, and I have a story.
Oh, honey. you know what? I'm sat, seated, and seated, and sat.
You know that girl who's all, I'm going to go get my denim, and she, like, cracks her neck.
No. Oh, yeah. I can't find my denim.
Yeah, that's me getting ready to tell this story. So there I was in Palm Springs.
Okay.
Flight delayed, trying to come home to New York, where I live.
The Big Apple.
flight delayed, flight canceled.
Oh.
So there I was in Palm Springs for a work retreat. So there I am. Everybody else has gone home. Me stuck in a city with no hotel because the retreat's over. And that was not a treat. And so then I'm like, well, who can I call? I got a corporate card. I guess I have to go book a hotel room. Like, I'm not paying for this. This isn't my fault. Work will be covering this. But because
for me, I think the airport should be covering that. Hilarious.
Oh my God. I don't even understand how to explain it being such a nightmare. And you know. I could have been a Karen.
Well,
I turned on my heel. And I said, I can't deal with this in person. I'm too heated right now. I need to leave.
Well, you know, was there TSA on strike or whatever? Or like,
I don't know. This was before all that because it's been a couple weeks.
Well, certainly they've been trying to get paid correctly for a minute, maybe. I don't know.
Well,
maybe
this is all what I heard. You've experienced this. You're waiting at the gate. Your plane's a little delayed. Then it finally touches down, and then they're like, "Oops, the pilot's timed out." Which I get. Like, I don't want no sleepy ass pilot who just worked 24 hours flying my plane. They deserve a break. Everybody deserves a break. That's why laws exist.
Sure.
So then they land, and then they're like, "Oops, sorry, the pilot's timed out." And I'm like, you knew where they were coming from. They were just in the air for 2.5 hours. Why were you not phoned ahead to be told that they were going to be timed out? Anyways, I had a lot of complaints, but I said, I will figure this out with a chat representative online from the comfort of my home.
Because that shit is AI now. It's, you don't, even when you think you're talking to a human, you can tell it's a robot still. They don't want you talking to anyone. They don't want you fixing anything. It's over.
Well, Melania had a robot at the White House talking to her.
Okay.
So there I was in Palm Springs, trapped, trying to figure out a hotel. And I'm a good employee. So I was like, I'm going to book a hotel room, but I don't know what the limit is. I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble. I booked the shittiest hotel in Palm Springs. Baby, when I walked in, I thought someone's definitely been murdered in this hotel room. It was now 8 o'clock on a Friday. I had been at the Palm Springs airport for 8 hours. I just wanted to shower and sit in bed and watch Drag Race. I walk into this room. I think, oh, maybe that's blood on the floor. I did investigate. It could have been raspberries. smushed. It could have been raspberry smushed in the carpet. I don't know. I showered. I watched Drag Race and I was like, I'll go to bed at 9 o'clock. Watch me. I woke up in the morning. I had to go back to the airport to try to get on another flight. I'm waiting to like check out in the lobby. I check out. I'm waiting for my like car to the airport to be picked up. These two girls come in behind me and they're like whispering as they're like walking up to the desk, like, you do it. No, you do it. No, you do it. And they're like, we'd like to check out, but we do have a few complaints about the room. So I'm like, oh, baby, this was me last night when I checked it. I also had a few complaints about the room. She goes, well, first of all, as you know, when we rang last night, we do think the pillows had fresh blood on them. The way she said fresh blood, like how wet does it have to be fresh blood?
Well, blood, does blood not dry a little bit brown, though?
That's what I was picturing, wet blood on a pillow. How's that glistening, even happen?
Giving ketchup, giving Heinz, giving the Heinz remix machine.
She was all, well, ma'am, as you know, there was fresh blood on the pillows. She said there was stagnant water in the bathtub and it wouldn't drain. She said, we're pretty sure there was poop on the shower head. She said, under the bed, we found a red Solo cup filled with a yellow/brown liquid that we didn't know what it could be, but it could have been pee.
Now, what in the, where did you try to get a hotel? Was this Mamrie and Grace's Airbnb? Was this the Trixie Motel? Where did you go? I feel like it's fair for you to tell us where to avoid at this point. If you're saying there's cups of sludge, there's fresh blood. It could have been ketchup. Could have been raspberry jam.
So I guess I need to leave a review because I pulled it up. And the Travel Lodge by Windham Palm Springs has 3.5 stars.
That's a lot of stars for blood.
That seems okay. It was like, that seems okay. I tried to go back to the hotel that we had stayed at for the company retreat because I thought that's fair. That like they can't knock me for booking a room at the same place we just stayed regardless of price. Yeah. But it was booked for the night. It was Palm Springs on a Friday, spring break, I guess. So the girls are yelling at the woman at the front desk. The woman's just typing away at her computer, checking them out. She's all, well, you booked with points, so I don't know what you'd expect me to do.
Give the points back. What do you mean?
She said, that's what the two girls said. And then she was all, okay, I can give you some points back. She did not even say how many points. She did not vocalize the total amount of points. I'm sitting there playing Pokemon Go, eavesdropping, thinking she probably just gave her like 10 points back. They don't know what they got back.
Points.
And would you want points back to a destination like that?
I would want points for the if it's a chain. Yes, I can find a better one, and I will use my points elsewhere, I guess. You know, Corey, you got me into points. I didn't know about points, and now I'm a little bit into points.
Yes, you got you got to get the points.
Okay, well, so you survived a murder hotel.
Yeah, and this was when I've mentioned it on the last pod. This was when I had my serious infection in my nose. So then I'm like,
oh, what? Honey.
I'm like, a bed bug's going to crawl into my nose hole in the night. And now I'm going to be the fresh blood on the carpet.
A bed bug in the nose hole. Your nose looks great. Your nose looks great.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes. Bed bug in the nose hole. I wouldn't advise it. And no vacancy, actually.
Now I understand why this hotel had vacancy. There was a pool. The guy was all, you want to take a dip? I told that man when he was checking me in, I'd been at the airport for 8 hours. I said it'd been a mess. I was stressed. He's there Googling a book that he read, trying to tell me about it, and he couldn't remind me the name. I was like, babe, Drag Race comes on in 5 minutes. Can I just go into the room now?
Well,
maybe I should type. I'm going to type this entire transcript from the audio of this episode and put it as a Yelp review for that hotel.
Please do. Link them. If for the full review, check out Psychobabble.
I just can't believe those girls. I mean, I know I'm a pushover. I slept in that room, but to have four strikes and they didn't ask for a new room last night. They stayed in the room with the fresh blood and the stagnant, undrainable water in the tub and the poop on the shower.
Well, it sounds like, you know, when the Pope is walking around, maybe it's not even the Pope, maybe it's one of his little minions, and they have like a shaker bottle maybe, and they kind of spritz in the direction of a crowd. And it's maybe holy water, or I don't know, like kind of like a flick of the wrist to get the holy water in for the back row, or that maybe not they opened each door and kind of gave a little bit of a spritz of, you know, maybe they had a severed leg and they kind of give a spritz over here, a spritz over there, a little bit for the girls in the back.
I don't know. I won't be staying there again. The hotel I stayed at for the company retreat and this hotel had terrible Wi-Fi, both of them. I thought, nobody has internet in Palm Springs?
Nobody has. What do you need it for? You're in Palm Springs.
Working, streaming. It took me like 3 hours to watch the episode of Survivor that week because the internet, the streaming was so slow.
Oh no. And so you're telling me you were slowly loading the Zach Brown 30-minute segment and you had to get through that?
That was the week before. I was watching I was at the airport waiting to fly to London, had to go back to the airport, waiting to fly to London when the Zach Brown episode was airing. And I was sitting there and my flight was a red eye. So it was like taking off a little after 9. And I was like, at first I was like, oh, I'm going to get to finish the episode and then walk to the gate, because I forgot Survivor episodes are now 90 minutes. So there I am watching Zach Brown commercial. And I said, I'd rather go wait at the gate than watch this.
I was actually in shock because I was at a viewing, you know, I was with my viewing party, people that I watch every week with, and we were all looking at each other like, this is still going. This is still going. This, like, it was a commercial for him. It was like, as somebody who knows nothing about that man, except, what is his song? A Little Bit of Country Fried. Is that his song?
Chicken Fried. A Little Chicken Fried.
Little Chicken Fried. Little Bit of Kick Chicken Fried. I was a little like, okay, well, I'm a little put off, honey. Like, I'm not about to go look up your discography. And, I don't know. It just felt, it felt unnecessary. It felt random. It felt, maybe if they brought out Sia, I could feel a connection to, you know, the storyline there, and they can show just how involved she's always been with Survivor. Maybe if they brought out Billie Eilish, it would put some pieces together for the Billie Eilish boomerang-a-rang.
Billie Eilish in a wide leg denim on a beach.
Shooting a fish. Why not? I don't care. But the Zach Brownification of Survivor, it just wasn't for me. And I don't think it was for the contestants either. They couldn't even fake it on their faces.
They said it was the lowest rated episode in the history of the show. When people say things like that, I'm like, where are we rating this and who's
IMDb? IMDb, honey.
But it's just like, I cannot, it's just like, it's just shocking to me how disconnected and out of the loop Jeff Probst feels from this show that he's been a part of for 25 years. Like, the fans have been begging for a themed season or a returnee season after this new era for the last 10 seasons. And they finally get all these amazing players back. And we spend 30 minutes watching a commercial for a millionaire who probably has a new album coming out. Like,
who in the last year has accusations of abuse from his ex-wife, and he's currently going through all of that. It felt like a PR mechanism for somebody that I didn't want to know about, that now I know more about than I ever want to know about. I mean, alleged, so I don't know. But it felt stupid and unnecessary. And you said it's the lowest rated Survivor episode in how long?
Well, they said since the, like, one of the episodes in season 40 was the stat I saw. Obviously, I didn't fact check it. I don't even know where these people are rating things.
Well, hold your horse, because bitch, Mr. Beast is coming. And if they don't look at the reaction to that episode and think, maybe we should rethink the edit of the Mr. Beastification of Survivor. Maybe we should make it a little less about non-Survivor things in a Survivor episode. We got a new lowest rated episode on our hands coming soon.
Well, and I saw somebody messaged and said, because there was like whatever Mr. Beast games or whatever. Yeah. Like apparently they did like a parent swap, a parent trap, wife swap. And Jeff like co-hosted an episode with him. And they said Jeff was in like almost the entire episode of the Mr. Beast one. So they're saying they're feeling like he's going to be in the majority of that episode. TBD. Guess we'll see.
It's
can
a
they
no
re-edit
for me.
It before
it's a no
it comes
me.
Out?
I don't know. Now, before we talk about anything else today, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quince. This time of year always makes me rethink what is in my closet. I am trying to keep fewer things, but better things, pieces that are well made and easy to wear all the time. That is why I keep coming back to Quince. The fabrics feel elevated, the fits feel thoughtful, and the pricing actually makes sense. Quince makes high quality everyday essentials using premium materials like 100% European linen and their insanely soft flow knit activewear fabric. Their men's linen pants and shirts are lightweight, breathable, comfortable, basically the perfect layer for spring. The pants strike the right balance between laid back and refined, so you look put together without trying too hard. And the flow knit activewear, moisture wicking, anti-odor, and soft enough that you'll actually want to wear it all day. The best part is their prices are 50 to 60% less than similar brands. How? Quince works directly with ethical factories and cuts out the middlemen. So you're paying for quality, not brand markup. Everything is designed to last and make getting dressed easy. I'm obsessed with the linen pants. Baby, I need something light. I need something breathable, comfortable, and I feel like kind of cute and sharp and polished. I'm like, ooh, this is kind of, I don't look disheveled. It's kind of nice. And the best part, they don't cost what I think quality linen would. So if you are looking to refresh your wardrobe, you can refresh your wardrobe with Quince. Go to quince.com/babbel, B-A-B-B-L-E, for free shipping and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. Go to Quince, quince.com/babbel for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/babbel. Thank you so much to Quince for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at the podcast. So back to the drama.
You know what else is a no for me?
What's a no for you?
Did you hear about the New Jersey man?
You're going to have to be more specific.
Did you hear about the New Jersey man who saw a seagull steal his daughter's French fry?
Was it us? Sky Rat?
New Jersey man sentenced to 8 months jail time for decapitating a seagull that stole his daughter's French fry.
Okay, well, what kind of fry? What kind of fry? Let's start there. I need the full picture. I need the full scope. Was it curly fry? Was it waffle fry? Was it smiley fry? There are things worth taking lives for.
Wow. PETA's coming for our episode.
Link them.
First, we had a bed bug and a nose hole. Now we got a decapitated seagull.
I don't think I would ever want to kill a bird. If we won chickens on Survivor, I would.
You'd go the route of Tide. You would take. You probably didn't watch that season. There was a contestant, Ty, who took a chicken all the way to the final three with him. He named it Mark after his husband.
That would be me. That would be me. I would not want to kill the chicken. If somebody else wants to kill the chicken, I'm not going to, you know, put up a stink. You know, I've got to go with the flow. Well,
you're going to eat it.
Well, there's no ketchup. I got to go with the flow of the tribe. But like, you know, I would much rather have a chicken in the tribe than kill the chicken myself.
Baby, he took it all the way to the...
So he decapitated the seagull.
I want to know how he caught it that quickly.
Right, like, you... So...
I'm not victim blaming the seagull.
So the seagull still had the fry? Or, like, had consumed the... How did he know the seagull was the same seagull that took the fry? It was only one seagull around? They don't travel solo. They're not riding solo.
Could they be? New Jersey man sentenced for decapitating seagull after it tried to take daughter's French fries.
Didn't even do it. Oh, girl. Yeah, okay. I'm with the seagull.
Yeah, they were all coming for his daughter's french fries. I think he just caught the slowest one.
Now, I'm not victim blaming, but birds don't start flocking to pick up food unless unless some food presents itself as available. You know, there's a man in the neighborhood who he lives on a second floor of his building, and he's old and he's with his old wife. Not that it matters. I'm just painting the scene.
I saw that man naked on his balcony the last time I visited you.
Oh, there's many naked men on many naked balconies. But this your one throws bread down into the middle of the street and birds start coming. And I'm thinking, no, like, we're not trying to have, you know, like swarms, like, you know, once one squawks, they all know to squawk, and I'm walking crouton and he's like, he's getting all riled up about it.
I'm squawking here.
Yeah. I want to know, were the birds taunted with bread? Were the birds told come hither? Like it feels, I don't know if
You know, animals are smart. Animals know to follow children. Children are always dropping things to the floor. Actually, I was at a party in London with children present, and I saw a dog steal two big pieces of pizza from two separate children. And I thought,
okay, well, that's crazy.
Good on that dog.
No, no.
Can dogs not have pizza? It was a street dog. It had an iron stomach.
You're right.
Not that weak stomach crouton has.
Crouton was a street dog. How dare you? I mean, his stomach is now more gentle, thanks to me.
Yes, he has upset tummy all the time.
No. Oh, you know who's got upset tummy all the time?
Who?
Anybody going to Tina Knowles' new gumbo truck. Have you heard?
No.
Tina Knowles, mother of Beyonce Knowles, has a new gumbo truck. It's called Mama Tina's Gumbo. It's in Houston, okay? It's a pop-up, and it's been shut down because a customer was complaining that they were vomiting blood after eating the gumbo. The gumbo?
When's the last time you had gumbo?
Baby, I am the gumbo. I'm the boom boom gumbo. I am part of Earth's consciousness gumbo, honey. Don't
whatever
you know?
You're not gonna gumbo what you think you're gonna gumbo.
Okay.
Gumbo number five.
Oh,
a little
okay.
bit of Monica.
Okay. You gum and then you go and then you gum and then you go.
No, gumbo.
Oh, go and then you but.
Okay, so have you been to the new Tina Knowles restaurant?
I was the customer with the upset tummy.
I believe that for you.
I took one bite of Mama Tina's gumbo and it burned right through my innards. It came out my belly button. It was like I was crying out my belly button. Tears. Bloody tears. And I slept at that hotel you stayed at the night before you. What, you were wondering where the fresh blood came from.
It was from your gumbo incident.
My gumbo incident. No. Listeners, I'm just joking. It wasn't me. It wasn't me at the gumbo restaurant. It was somebody else. But they did shut down Mama Tina's gumbo.
Yeah, I'm reading here they found thawed seafood in buckets.
Okay, who doesn't have a little bit of that lying around?
Well, where else are you supposed to thaw your seafood if not a bucket on the floor?
Bags of frozen shrimp and crab with the label that stated, keep frozen. Oop, not good.
Bags.
And it says keep frozen and it's not frozen. That's never a good sign. If I were inspecting and I saw something that said keep frozen and it's not frozen, deduct. Points, deduct.
Well, you have to thaw it. You can't eat it frozen. Anyway.
So I guess my question is, Mama Tina, is it over for you? I don't know.
No, if you have a billionaire child, you're set for life.
Oh, okay. Well, what same a relief. If, I was nervous for Tina.
Same if you're a child of a billionaire. Blue Ivy, okay. Also set for life.
Okay. Good to know. So yes, that's our Beyonce Tina Knowles news for today. I know everyone was waiting for the segment. Yes.
Now that we covered that, we can get down to the hot topics.
Ooh, hot topic. Do you have any hot topics today?
My hot topic was Pocopia. You want to give me an update? Where are you? Did you finish the plot? Are you decorating your towns?
Okay, so I continue to try to do the plot. But every time I'm on my way to do something, I just see something that needs to be fixed. It's something that needs to happen. Something that
And you know what they say. If you see something, say something.
So think about it, talk about it, see something, say something. So I'm working on everything. My first area is level 10. Okay.
Damn, which area? Oh, your first area.
Yes.
Withered Wasteland.
My second area, I kind of skipped a little bit over it. I haven't finished that.
You said fuck the beach? Wait, was beach your second area?
Yes. I got this, the water sucking. Okay. Whooper.
Yes.
I got the water sucking. You know how you can suck in water?
Oh, yeah.
I got that, and I kind of was like, okay, let me keep it moving. I haven't figured out the Snorlax plotline. There's a lot in the second area that I have left unraveled.
Yeah, you hate cleaning the muck off the sidewalk. You hate feeding Snorlax berries.
So I haven't even gotten to feeding a Snorlax berries, so thank you for the spoiler. I went to the third area and I really buckled in, locked in, and cleaned up the mines. I was like, we need to really kind of get our shit together over here. And so I've been working on that. I don't like it looking disheveled and ashy.
I'm the most put off by that rocky ridge, whatever. There's too much needs to be cleaned up. You know what the real problem there is?
What's the real problem?
Did you meet that little turtle?
Which little turtle? The slow ass bitch, Torkoal?
Torkoal was all, I'd like to go see the Pokemon Center, but I can't walk on this uneven ground.
My knees.
So there I accidentally made a big hole on accident. And it just, and I don't want to take the time to fill it in. And it's really keeping me from going to that area because I made a mess up and I need someone else to fill in the hole.
Oh, well, girl, put some striped soil down, girl.
So there I am at level 10 on Bleak Beach, my favorite of all the beaches.
There's only one.
Yeah. And I everybody loves it. I've got a bunch of houses set up.
Well, I got the Trubbish and Garbodor. I got my vibe going. My mood is up, and the party was popping at the mountain, the rocky ridge. We had our party.
Oh, did you have stew? You had gumbo?
We had gumbo, Mama Knowles. Yes, had the gumbo.
You made gumbo with that squirrel.
Yes, the squirrel made me her curry, and I didn't eat it. I put it in a chest. And then I met that Volcanion, and we had fireworks, and now I have just arrived to the sky. And, Haney,
there's a lot
it's beautiful.
Going on in the sky. There's a lot.
So that's kind of where I'm at. And I'm still loving it.
I feel like you can get a lot of good play pretending in the sky area. A lot of fun colored blocks, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of garbage, a lot of dump floating in space.
So that's kind of where I'm at. Still my game of the year. Though I have not abandoned Pokemon Go like a lot of fake bitches have. I need you to continue opening your gifts and sending your gifts, please, and or thank you. I'm looking for remote trades every day. Corey and I had our first remote trade today. We both got a new shiny added to our shiny decks. Thank you for the shiny coughing.
You're welcome. Thank you for the shiny Kangaskhan. I had been on the search for one.
You're welcome. You know what? Anything for me, baby.
Is your Kanto region shiny decks complete?
No, I have a lot to do. And I saw you
for
have a shiny
Gen 1?
Yeah, girl, yes, okay. Times are tough. I saw you have a shiny Spiro. I'm gonna need that. Don't give it to anyone.
What if somebody else wants it in these coming days?
They better give you something that you can't deny. Because there's only one person who deserves it, and it's me. So I don't see how anybody could, you know, entice you more than me.
That's fair. I'll cancel their trade if they try to take it.
Good. Thank you. Yes. All's well in Pokemon Go. Thank you for asking. I think I'm up to like 80 best buddies.
Damn. That's crazy.
Still working on that. And yes, honestly, the remote trading has been game changing. Being able to do lucky remote trades of new shinies. I cross a shiny off the Pokédex. I cross a lucky off the Pokédex. We're working on it. We're getting through it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love when you open someone's remote trade and they just got a portfolio to choose from.
Yes.
I think I tagged a bunch. I took the time. I said it'll be worth it. And yeah, so far, so good. So good.
You know how the Grinch baby head, the baby Grinch skin head skin?
Yeah.
Not the skin head. The baby Grinch head skin.
Yes.
Just sold for auction, in auction. Well, you know what? I did see another piece of memorabilia selling in auction that I think we could have gone in on.
Are you just hanging out on auctions.com?
No, but I don't know. Maybe the algorithms know that this is something auction? I care about.
You're on Auction Talk?
Auction Talk? Auction Talk. No, I'm not. But the algorithm thinks I am. No, the Ace Ventura pet detective mechanical rhino that he came out
climbed
of
out of the butthole. Oh, I can close my eyes and vividly go right back to that theater when I saw that first time with my papa and my brothers.
Recession indicator. Somebody decided it's time to sell it, and to auction it went. Guess how much it sold for?
$10,000.
Up.
No, $45,000.
More.
$73,000.
$60,000.
Damn.
Yeah, too much for me.
Damn.
But I mean, there's got to be a way to monetize that butt birth rhino.
You could put it as a ride on an amusement park.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this should be in a museum. This should be at Universal somewhere. Hello, like it's giving iconic prop.
Let's when we're billionaires, after we help people get like healthcare and do all the right stuff, then we'll make like a fun amusement park called Propland.
Right. When we're billionaires and give it all away and we're down to 99.9999 millionaires and it's ethical, we're gonna have our prop museum and over here the Wienermobile, over here the baby Grinch skinhead, over here the butt birth mechanical rhino, you know, all of the attractions, and maybe
look over there.
Can I have a room for my salt and pepper shakers, actually?
Yeah. You know what I want?
What?
I just want like a movie theater room with like a pillow floor. Like soft, cushy, soft, relaxing.
Okay. Is it part of the museum? Because I don't know how that really fits in.
No,
maybe the walls
part
are lined.
Part of my house. I'm not letting like filthy children.
Oh, this is like a private theater for you? Amusement. Oh.
This is just me as a millionaire in my own mansion.
Okay. I was thinking the walls could be lined with different, you know,
tapestries.
No, the popcorn like
popcorn ceiling?
No, the popcorn buckets from all of your favorite movies. All of your favorite popcorn buckets from all your favorite movies.
Yes, and yes, yes, and yes.
Yeah, so I think that bucket could be kept.
All right, well, where can people find you? At this amusement park of your dreams?
No, you can find me behind Tina Knowles' gumbo truck. Spitting
holding
something
back
out. Is this blood or is this what is this?
Fresh blood on the pillow.
Fresh blood on the pillow. Where can people find you?
Not staying at that hotel.
Drag them.
Not going back. You can't make me go back.
Drag them and gag them, mama.
Come back.
Come back.
Come back. Come back.
Come back. Hey, actually, you also, I saw Hoppers. You need to see Hoppers. I would like to discuss it. I thought it was great.
Listen.
A little centrist for me, but like it definitely, you know, went a little, it tried to have some environmental commentary. But see it?
Did they come for big logging?
Big what now?
Logging.
A little bit. They came for humans. It was very humans. You need to remember that you fit in nature. You're not above nature. Get with it.
I like that. I do want to see Hoppers. I want to see Project Hail Mary.
Oh, me
too.
I
got movies to see. I got places to be. I want to be inside. I want to be. See, this is why it'd be nice if I had a movie theater in my house with the like. With the pillow floor and lined buckets on the wall.
Okay.
You ever puke in one of your popcorn buckets?
Can't say I have, mama.
Okay, well, bring the Tina Knowles gumbo and let's hit it.
Okay.
Bye.